And now, an Elevate Life Radio exclusive, Precise.
Pro, broken finger. You just got to enjoy that feeling that that boom bap brings. Yeah. Nostalgia. Yo. This feeling nostalgic, staying underground no matter how loud the crowd get. True work of art, look how wild the style is. Thank God he wasn't kidding even when I'm acting childish. Since stomped out with some Tim's on, no need to work it out, I've been strong. Dropping like flex bombs when he spins songs. Been hot since 97, my legacy lives on. My pen been flexing, question as a weapon, quietly.
All right, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to Elevate Life Radio in your ear. And today we got an exclusive interview. Jess, what's up?
Man, so this is my brother, man. You know, I'm a part of this crew, man. This group of other Christian hip hop artists, man. We are called Polished Arrow Music, man. And this brother right here, man, I've known him for a few years now, man. And he's dope artist. He's on this collective, man. And I tell you, man, he just dropped a dope album, man. Probably, my opinion, might be one of the albums of the year. Man.
Yeah, he's calling it, man. We got our boy Precise in the building. What up, boy?
Hey, what's going on, man? Thank y'all for having me. I appreciate this.
Absolutely, bro. First of all, man, your faith and your background, bro. How'd you come to Christ?
Yeah, man, it's a great question. So I always grew up in the church. My dad was actually a pastor. There were some things that happened in his personal life that kind of caused him to, you know, to stumble and mess up. And so my parents ended up getting divorced. We moved out here. I was originally born in Texas. We moved out here to Colorado, where I'm at now. Just growing up with kind of like the stuff that my dad went through and the mistakes that he kind of made kind of caused me to like resent God and question a lot of things as far as like, you know, is this real? You know what I mean? And,
yeah.
And stuff like that. But, you know, mom still forced me to go to church. And so, you know, I was always around it in youth group, you know, but it was more just kind of cutting up and hanging out with my friends more than anything. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't until, man, right before, actually the day before I graduated, I had a mentor that he worked for this program where he taught in high school as well. So he was one of my teachers, but he was also one of my youth leaders. Mm. You know, he would go take us to do different excursions and stuff like that. And the day before I graduated, we were at this rec center. And I just remember just battling, man, just battling. Cause I knew that God was real. I just didn't want to accept it because I wanted to, you know, do my own thing. Mm. And I was with him and I just broke down and he was like, what's going on? And he led me to the Lord right then and there. Just kind of just let go of everything. And I remember the day, it was May 25th. It's funny, I just got a tattoo remembering that specific day, and so it was just like, it means a lot to me, and he still means a lot to me. And yeah, so man, like, yeah, God just kind of got a hold of me when I was about 18 years old, and I've just been traveling this path ever since, man.
Amen. Let's ask you this, man. How did hip-hop, you know, become part of your life? How did you get introduced to hip-hop, and even then Christian hip-hop, you know? Or was it straight Christian hip-hop and you know, then you went to it? Or how did that come about?
Yeah, no, not Christian hip-hop, you know, at first. So growing up, you know, just always had a love for music and appreciation for it, but, you know, kind of grew up more in like R&B type stuff. You know, I had her older sister, so, you know, she put me onto a lot of that early 90s R&B, you know, Janet Jackson, Aaliyah, you know, different stuff like that. But I remember specifically my sister, one time she bought Big Pun, Capital Punishment. And she played it, and it starts off with Beware. I was just like, what is this? Like, this dude is just rapping. Like, he's just going wild. And then I saw a picture of him and I'm like, wait, what? Like, you know what I mean? Like,
he ain't supposed to be talking that fast.
Yeah, right. And so I was just like, yo, like, you know, what is this? And so from there, you know, started, you know, discovering, you know, Snoop Dogg and Dre, Cube, Pac, you know, a lot of West, kind of more West Coast stuff at first. And then I started getting introduced to some more East Coast, Nas, Jay-Z, and I just kind of gravitated towards that stuff a little bit more. Like, I love the West Coast stuff. Some of it's classic, you know, but I just kind of always gravitated a little bit more towards the East Coast style stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, we can definitely hear it in this new album, brother, because you stray hip-hop.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I even heard a little bit of Nas' little wordplay in there with some of his lyrics. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, bro, you know,
I was trying to pay an ode to some of those.
Yeah, I heard it. I heard it, man. I'm telling you.
I appreciate you catching that.
Yeah, bro. That's the vibe of the whole album, really. I feel like now that you say that, it makes sense. I can hear that East Coast influence and just that boom bap, like you're saying, just straight hip hop, bro. I love it.
Yeah, man. Yeah. And so to kind of get to Christian hip hop, so, you know, started, you know, just listening to music, started writing my own music when I was in middle school. That's kind of where I started getting the rapping bug, you know, going back to how I kind of got in the faith, you know, when I was still going to youth group and stuff like that. My youth pastors were like, yo, like, we know you like music, but the stuff that you listen to ain't necessarily good. And I'm like, well, that's all I know, so I don't know what to tell you. They were like,
I think we all have that testimony, man.
Right, that's something.
Yeah. They were like, well, let me put you onto something. And I'm like, all right, like, you guys are going to put me onto something corny that I'm just not going to have any interest on.
Yeah.
And they put on Cross Movement.
I was just like,
great introduction.
Yo, like, Ambassador, man, like, that is my dude. Like, and so I was just like, okay, like, maybe it's not all, you know, corny Christian. Because, you know, kind of...
That was what it was, bro. I mean, come on, let's just be real. Like, you that's know, what it yeah, was thought like, about.
Yeah.
And from there, you know, I discovered some other cats like, you know, Marzil, a lot more underground type stuff.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, then I got familiar with some of the older stuff, a lot of like the Great Tree stuff. And I was like, okay, like, this is dope. You know, I can mess with it. And, you know, at the time, I'm still kind of dabbling in both. But, you know, I'm paying attention a little bit more to what Christian hip hop's doing. And so that was kind of like my initial introduction into Christian hip hop and just music in general.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. Because, you know, our pastor, man, Pastor Sergio, we call him PSL, man. He actually talks about how, like, his testimony, like, he was, man, it was hard for him to let go of, like, that hip hop. It was hard for him to let go of secular hip hop. But, man, as soon as he started finding out, like, the Grape Tree Records, the T-Bones, and all these people, man, like, it's like, it just, and then he started developing relationships with some of these people, too, you know, like Soup the Chemist and SFC and, you know, all these guys.
Throwing some old school out there.
Man, you know.
Well, that's the thing. That's what it was back then, right?
Exactly.
And I think was so, like, you touched on it right now. I think what's so great about music and Christian music, specifically now, Christian hip hop, is that it's so much quality now music out there that is really competing with some of this secular hip hop in general.
Pretty much.
You know, and back when we was, you know, just getting saved, and this kind of music wasn't really out there like that as available as it is now. So honestly, bro, it saved my walk in the beginning, because I didn't know this music existed, and same thing, PSL put me on, and I started listening to it, and I thought I had to give up this, you know, stop listening to all this hip hop period for a minute, because you kind of do for a second just to get out of that mind state and whatnot. But now there's just so much good music that, like, that's why I'm so excited about this album too, because they need to hear this type of music too, this hip hop.
Exactly, man. And speaking of that album, man, you just dropped a new album, man. It's called Good Is God, man. Speak about that, man. Speak, you know, what went into the process of you know, creating this record, man. Because I'm telling you, man, you got some dope records on here, man. You got some even greater dope collabs on here,
the
man.
Features are crazy.
My goodness, man. We got to get, we're going to get to that. But, man, but what went into the process, man, of you creating this album?
Yeah, man. So back in 2019 is when I released, like, my last, like, solo Just Me effort, you know, like, wasn't collab with anybody, wasn't, you know, it was just what I wanted to do. And that was an album called The Joy. I named it that because at the time I had this joy in the sense of, like, I'm cool with not doing music anymore. And so it was kind of like my hoorah, I guess, if you want to say, like, this is the last thing I'm going to put out, and then I'm not doing anything else.
Okay.
So I put that out, and, you know, I was content, man. Like, I was chilling. I was like, I'm not really trying to do music anymore. Intellect, you know, the homie Intellect, who's also a part of Polishero Music.
Yes, sir.
He reached out to me for some artwork. And so, you know, I was creating some artwork for him. And then he was like, yo, like, you know, would you still be down to jump on a song? And so I'm like, yeah, you know, I could dust the mic off a little bit and jump on something. Man, like, I just... I fell in love with it all over again. Like, it was just fun for me at that moment.
Mm.
So from there, everything that I've released up until this point has been collaboration. So I did a collaboration with Jay Rodan, who produced the entire project, but, you know, also had a say in it. Did the album with Intellect, you know, which was a collaboration with between the both of us.
Yep.
And then, you know, a couple other things. My homie Rich, we got a group called Base Camp. We put out an EP. So Good As God is like my first solo outing in 5 years, man. It was just me. I had the entire say in, you know, what I wanted to do as far as the music and stuff like that. And so I really wanted to just show that of like, this is who I am now. This is what you're getting, you know, speaking on the features, and we can go into depth in those a little bit more. But I really just wanted to do an album showcasing, you know, the relationships that I've built over the last, you know, 5 years since my last project. You know, I think I did that. And I think I, you know, I put out something that I'm extremely proud of, you know, just really showcasing where I'm at in my walk with the Lord right now.
Amen.
You know, like I said, this is just, it's fun for me again. You know, it's just fun putting out the music that I want to put out and not having to conform or try to catch a certain sound that's hot right now or anything like that. Like, this is just me.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. Because, you know, it's one thing too, as an artist, man, if it's not fun, it's hard to keep pressing in, man. And it really is, man. And so the fact that, you know, you say you dropped an album 5 years ago, and then, you know, and then obviously you dropped this body of work, you had collabs, and we'll get to that here in a little bit, man. But, you know, it's just amazing to hear, man, that you said that you like fell in love with it again, man, because, you know, maybe it was like you almost needed that kind of that time to kind of like put it aside and kind of, you know, it almost like it was like a recalibration process almost in a sense for you maybe. And so, you know, that's an awesome thing, man, is that, you know, that you're able to fall in love with it again, man. Because I will say though, being an artist, man, especially today, like with the demand and how it is with the algorithms and all that, it's so demanding, and it can grind you down, man, and it can make it to a point where it's not fun. I have a friend, man, Mitch Darrell, man, and you know, he has a saying, it's, you know, rap should be fun. And it's funny, we always tease him about it, but you're right, it should be fun, man, because it's if you think about it, it's literally your rhyming words over, you know, dope beats over dope records. That should be fun, man. It shouldn't be like, oh well, it's like it's work or it's this and that, but sometimes
it turns into that. But it starts off fun, right? It's always an interest, it's a spark, it's just like, man, it's like he said, he's like, what is that? You just catch that rap bug, like you said, and it's like, and it should be fun, but unfortunately sometimes the grind takes that out of it.
Yeah.
But I think as Christians, especially connected with God, like there's a whole nother, like you're just being poured into differently. Yep. You know, it's not, you're doing this with not the intention to, I mean, hopefully nothing but reach people, right? Reach souls and give the word out and let somebody be touched by it rather than just trying to monetize or whatever your actual intentions are.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah, definitely.
Exactly, man. So, you know, speaking about the album, we want to get into some of the collaborations, man, because you got some big time collaborations on here, but one I want to speak on particularly is this guy right here is a veteran, man. You know, he's a veteran in the game, man. And I think you know who I'm talking about, man, but how did you connect with Braille? Because I tell you, man, Braille, he's a legend, man, in my opinion, man, when it comes to the space, man. And, you know, and obviously, you know, he went through his transition with Beautiful Eulogy and all that, but now he's back as Braille doing his solo thing again. But how were you able to connect with Braille and able to put out this music with him?
Yeah, it was wild, man. Like, it just, you know, Braille to me, in at least as far as even beyond CHH, like he's one of the best, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, you know, some of the projects that he's put out, you know, Weapon Aid, Native Lungs, you know, specifically Weapon Aid, like,
yeah, definitely.
Man, like that's a classic to me, because you just hear a man that's being honest through all of his junk and just, you know,
broken
stuff that he was battling at the time. Yeah. And just, so I credit somebody like him, honestly, of like, you know, the honesty that I've put in my music, it equates to, you know, what I've heard from him. And so I've just always followed him on Instagram. You know, I've seen that he's done a little bit more, because it seemed like for a time, like he just wasn't in that space musically.
Yeah.
You know, he was just really focusing on his church. He's a pastor and, you know, all this good stuff. And then it just seemed like he was kind of getting the bug again you know, he was releasing some stuff and putting some stuff out. And so I said, you know what, like, I'm just going to reach out to him, you know, and worst he could say is no. And, you know, so I hit him with a DM, you know, just introducing myself and just kind of explaining, you know, like the musical influence that he'd been to me, and that it would just be an honor to work with him in some capacity. Man, like he hit me back in like maybe like 15, 20 minutes and was just like, yo, like, you know, I appreciate you reaching out. Just checked out your music. I love it. I would love to work with you. I was just like, all right, cool. And so, you know, we talked over some details, and he's like, I'm going to be honest with you. He goes, I'm kind of in a crunch right now with just some other things that I have going as far as like the church and stuff like that. He goes, so I don't know how soon I can get this to you, if that's okay. And I was like, I totally understand, man. And if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. And I kid you not, the man hit me back in 3 days and was like, yo, I love the record so much that he's like, I just did it.
Hey, come on.
Like, man, like praise God, man, you know? Man. And so he sent me the vocals back and I got it all mixed and everything. And I sent it back to him and he's like, I love it. Man, it's just it's a record that I love. It's an honest record. You know, it's talking to just about that process of sanctification and how it's how it's tough, man. It hurts. You know, it's not a fun process. You know, you're constantly battling that struggle of like, yo, like I still want the world in some capacity, but yet God's he's refining us. You know what I mean? And it really is a process that from the moment you get saved, you continue it to the day that you die. You know, it's never finished.
It's deep, so right there.
I think we both captured that honesty very well on the record, and it was a huge blessing to be able to get him on something.
Yeah, kind of pigging off of that a little bit too, because you also do artwork for him. Am I correct on that?
Yeah. So that was our initial conversation, just reaching out to him about wanting to get him on the record, and then it kind of blossomed into, you know, a more deeper conversation. And you know, I shared with him, you know, some of the other things that I do as far as artwork and stuff like that. So he's got a lot of stuff that he's working on in the back end right now, and he's asked me to kind of come along on that journey with him and help him with some of the artwork. And man, it's a huge blessing. I did Yet Always Rejoicing first. That was the first record that I did for him, and then I've just recently done Push It Down and Divorced from Reality, which he just dropped I think this last week. So yeah, so, and we got some more cooking that haven't came out yet. And so
hey man, you know, holler at this dude for artwork precise, man. He is
heard
dope.
It now, folks.
He's dope, man. He's done stuff with like YP, all the Yerp boys, you know, we call them, man.
Yeah.
Yerp.
C4s, you know.
Which is also featured.
Yeah, exactly, man. He's got these guys on his album, man.
Oh, man, just, boy, you doing it. I love it.
Yeah, man. It's
trying, man. Trying.
Nah, man, you know, but kind of talking about, you know, what you're talking about previously, how, you know, you said you were doing collaboration work, man. You know, 2023, I would say it was definitely a big year for you. A big year, man. You know, you dropped 3 collaboration projects, man. You dropped All Things with Jay Rodden. You dropped The Art of Grace with Intellect. Mm-hmm. And then you dropped First and Four with Basecamp, which is a group with you and Rich Cologne. Man, like, you know, big year, man. Big year. I mean, some people, it's hard enough to just put out one project in a year. This man puts out 3.
Yeah.
And just boom, like that, man. And then drops an album the next year, man. You know, what is
going on? Doing one a quarter, dang.
Man, exactly, man. Exactly. But like,
got the fiscal year down.
Yeah, man. You know? Yeah. Hey, well, he said he got that bug, man. He got that rap bug, you know? But man, like, what goes into the process of you deciding, like, hey, man, I'm going to work on a collaborative project with somebody or whatnot? Like, what goes into your thought process when you're trying to figure that out?
One, obviously, is like, what kind of relationship do we have? Like, is it strictly, you know, just, yo, we're homies, you know, you do your kind of music? Because I got friends that do music and I'm just like, yo, like, you know, 100% respect what you're doing. But we just musically don't fit each other. You know what I mean? You know, your sound is not mine. Mine is not yours. And it just wouldn't. It's not something that we would ever really try. And so I think one is just a fit, you know, like, does our fit make sense? Do we sound good together on records? You know, what kind of relationship do we have? All 3 of the projects that I released last year are completely different. You know what I mean? Like,
definitely.
The project that I released with Jay Roden is, you know, it's more soulful, kind of melodic in a certain sense. Like he's just a different style producer. Like he's not just boom bap. Like he's very, I would say, like imaginative when it comes to his production, right? Like it just has like a lot of just different sounds that you wouldn't typically hear in rap, I guess, if you want to say. So, and then there was the project with Intellect, which was just straight boom bap, you know, rapping, which stuff like that.
On,
and then,
I'm featured on that one, by the way.
Yes, yes. Shout out to James on that.
Shameless plug. And then the project with Rich, you know, that was actually recorded a while ago, and it's fully produced by Nala Deus for Menace Movement.
Ooh, and Nala Deus got it too, boy.
Yeah, man.
He comes with it.
He's the man. He's very dope. And so that's fully produced by him, and it's, you know, it's boom bap-ish, but it's not like, you know, in your face, like, so they just all have different feels, and so just really, like, doesn't make sense, I think, is just the biggest thing. And, you know, can we bless each other by this, you know what I mean? Like, are you gonna get something out of it? Am I gonna get something out of it? Because, you know, it's gotta benefit both of us and make sense. And so
definitely,
yeah, I would say those are probably the biggest things that go into who I make music with and collaborate with.
Amen, brother. Well, I mean, for everybody listening right now, we're talking with Precise, Just James in the building, P-Ray, and man, I want to ask you about Polished Arrow Music, man. How did you come about that?
So I kind of mentioned that I was, how I got back into music, you know, Intellect. I was doing artwork for him, and, you know, he asked me to collaborate on a couple of the songs for his solo stuff. And so we were just kind of building this genuine relationship. And, you know, at the time, then me and him, so the Art of Grace that is out now is actually not the original version. There's another version that we did that was produced by New Self, another producer, dope. We put that out, but we just didn't feel like we got the traction that we wanted to get with it, and so we reworked it and put it out. But anyway, we originally, after a few of the collaborations, we started working on that project and we put it out. And at the time, like, we're still kind of just doing our own thing. I just kind of like got this feeling, I'm like, you know what, like, you know, me and Intellect Dave, you know, we just vibe, man. Like, we're constantly texting each other. We're connected. We're just, you know, just building this genuine relationship. And I just hit him up one day and I was like, yo, like, what's Polished Arrow exactly? Like, what are you trying to do with that? He just told me, you know, like, this is kind of like my baby, you know, this is, you know, what I put music under, you know, out under, and just really what I want to eventually build. And I was like, can I build it with you? He was just like, man, like, you know, he's like, I always kind of thought about it. He's like, but I never wanted to pressure you or make you feel like you needed to. And so he's like, so I just kind of just let it be, and if God worked it, God worked it. And what was funny was, at the same time, I think James was kind of hitting him up on the opposite end in the same kind of way. And so it was just interesting how God kind of just worked this all out, you know, at the exact same time. So yeah, me, him, and Intellect, we all just kind of jumped on board at the same time and really just said, like, man, let's just use this platform that we're trying to create to, one, point people to God, and secondly, put out dope music. And I think we've accomplished both pretty well so far.
yes I agree. That's what's up. That's pretty interesting. So you James at the same time were kind of,
I mean, I didn't know it was involved at the same time, right? I'll be honest, I know, with you. I'm just learning that from new right now.
Amen, bro. That's God, right? That's what he does. That's how he'll put people together, man.
Exactly.
And obviously it's the obedience, right? You know, if you get a word in your spirit or your heart, man, trust it. It's from God, man. Trust it. You know, so I'm glad you guys both were able to connect on that. And Polished Arrow Music, man, you guys are a menace right now. You guys are gonna put out some dope music, man. I love it, bro. This is what it's about, man. And we need stuff like this in Christian hip hop, because, you know, we need authenticity, we need the realness, but we need the soldiers too, you know. And I think that's the most important part, is having people with a heart for God that are more than music.
Definitely.
You know what I mean? Like, there's more than there's more to people than, you know, to these artists than the music. And that's what you're hearing right now with Precise, Just James, man. And I appreciate you guys so much for being obedient to your calling, man, and using your gifts to lift up the kingdom, man. That's honorable, man. Absolutely. And I appreciate it. And I also appreciate lyricism. So, you know, I like the beat, but I love the lyrics. Yeah. So that's just how I roll, you know. Yeah. I mean,
that's how we are, man. You know, women tend to like the beat more than the lyrics, hold on, man.
We're not going
to
bash the women
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Please forgive me, Lord. We never do that. Please forgive me, Lord.
But it's kind of true. Anyway, anyways,
little truth
to that. But you know what? I think I've said this before in other interviews, and I think as an artist and as a person who creates music, you listen to music different. You know, you break down songs different because you know the creative process to actually making a song. You know, and so you listen a little bit different. So when people are, you know, when I listen to music, I gravitate toward lyrics first. Obviously, the beat will always catch your ear first, but if somebody's not spinning some dope stuff, then it's just a tight beat with no, you know, nothing else. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yep. So, nah, like, sure. Lyricism, bro, what does that mean to you in CHH?
Oh, man, you know, I'm the same way, man. Like, what are you saying? You know, because there's a lot of rappers nowadays that, you know, they sound good, but they're not saying anything. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And so I think it's a special skill to be able to not just only be a lyricist, because there's dope lyricism out there, but again, they're not saying nothing. Mm-hmm. And so I think it's even more special when you could be a dope lyricist, but you're also saying something with that lyricism. You know, you're not just putting words together that sound good, mm-hmm. you know, to be like, oh, yo, like he just, you know, I can't believe he just said that. Like, or you just rhyme those words. Like, nah, like what's the message, man? And so I think lyricism has just, going back to, you know, some of the people that I said really, you know, put me on to what hip hop is, you know, Nas, you know, Jay-Z, like these dudes were really saying stuff in their lyrics, and they're probably not the best influence now, but they just show like a different side. Like, it's not all just about money, you know, it's not all about, you know, this, like they say stuff with their music. And so
messages,
you know, so then mm-hmm. Christian hip hop, you know, to be able to use that in a certain way, like man, like I love like a Lamp Mode, you know, music, like where it's like, yo, like we're gonna deeply integrate theology into our music. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not for everybody, you know, not everybody wants to listen to theological rap, and that's okay. But for them to be able to say like, nah, this is our lane and this is what we're doing, you know, and be able to use that as their platform, like that's something special to me, man. And so it's dope. And so lyricism will always be number one for me. Like, that's the most important thing. You could rap on a whack beat and still be a dope lyricist, you know what I mean?
And that's what Christian hip hop is, right? I mean, we talk about how hip hop started off with the messages and people talking about the struggle and all this, and there was storytelling involved in it, but and there was a message, right? But it slowly kind of turned into something else now. But CHH itself is a message, because we are delivering the message. In itself, the essence of it is completely a message. So if you're really going to be in the genre, then you got to be mindful of what you're putting out, which is the message. And if you can do it, like you 100%. Said, in a dope lyrical form, you know, that's just an even more enhanced level, in my opinion, you know, to be able to just deliver that that message, and with the wordplay and the, all that involved in it, man, it's just, I don't know, man, I just get excited talking about it. I start geeking out on it right now.
That's dope, man.
So just kind of going off of that though, man, like, you know, obviously this is polished arrow music, you know, we're like you said, man.
Ooh, I like that.
I had to throw that in there, man. You know, but you know, it's really important, man, because you know, I think what we put out, man, what we've been putting out has been phenomenal. It's been phenomenal. Mm. It's Christ-centered music, but it's authentically hip hop and it's dope music, man. And we've been consistent about it. And so, honestly, Matt, I just wanted to pick your brain on this a little bit. You know, I think I have my opinions, but you know, obviously, this is not my interview. This is your interview, so
we'll get to you, James. Yeah. We'll get to you.
So I just want to pick your brain a little bit, man. Like, what are your thoughts, man, as far as, like, because obviously, man, we got gritty CHH now. I mean, we got the C4 Cortonas, the Daytons, the YPs, the Commissioners, you know, the Adams, all these people, Q Flows. I could name a bazillion of them, you know, and honestly, I really feel like polished arrow music fits right into that space as well, man. And it's amazing to me because, like, currently in CHH right now, I feel like it's almost like talking about lyricism, it's almost like a resurgence of lyricism. There was a period of time where, yeah, it was kind of like, you know, kind of went to that wavy sound and feel good sound and all that, you know. And I feel like now where Christian hip hop is at now, it's in a really healthy space, but I feel like that boom bap sound, that gritty CHH sound really is forefront in the movement of it being in a healthy space right now, man. So like I said, I wanted to pick your brain, man. Like polished arrow music, man, where do you think like we fall into as far as like the current state of Christian hip hop, but also like, you know, with the gritty CHH, where does polished arrow music fall into that?
You know what, I'll be 100% honest. Like, I don't know. And I just say I don't know because at least from the response that we get, like, I feel like it's there, but I don't know how people view us, you know, and see us. Like, mm-hmm. I will say that I feel like, you know, we're starting to get respect, and I don't want to necessarily say that that's what we're out to get. Like, I'm not out to get respect from the current artists that are out. Like, that's not my main goal. Like, is it a plus? Absolutely. Like, it's always good for somebody that you respect and you look at like, yo, you're dope, for them to hit you up and be like, yo, love the new record. You know what I mean? Like, you know, that means something to you. But I 100% mean this. Like, I don't pay attention to, like, where is Polished Arrow? Like, where are they falling into the current scene? Like, I can't control that. Like, I can't control what people categorize us in or how they view us. Like, I could just continue to put out the music that I'm proud of and that we're proud of, and where that falls, like, God allows that. Like, I still put the effort in. Like, I don't just put the record out and say, like, oh, God, take the wheel, you know, and just, you know, do the thing. But, you know,
throw up a prayer.
Put the effort in to, yeah. You know, I still
Jesus
put
take the wheel.
To promote it and exactly like promote it and push it. I mean, ultimately, like, God's going to determine how far those records go and who they reach. You know what I mean? And so, just as far as the current state of Christian hip hop, like, I love it, man. Like, there's so many dope artists out there, like you said, that are putting out good God centered hip hop. You know what I mean? And like, you have your more well known cats like your C4s and your, you know, your YPs and those dudes that are doing, you know, their thing, but you also have like your groups here and there that are really starting to push some stuff. Like, I love what, you know, Free Indeed Records is doing, my man Solo the Prince, and these dudes, like, they're really starting to build some momentum as well. And that dude's just a good dude. Like, he's, you know, I connected with him and we built on some things. And,
okay.
You know, he asked me to be a part of their collective record that they're putting out. So I'm featured on that.
Oh, okay. Exclusive.
And,
you so, heard it here,
you know,
folks.
Him and you know, Drew Indeed and A New Me For Real, you know, just what they're doing over at Free Indeed, like, is just really, really dope. And so it's just, you got all these different pockets, man, like, where you're not just like, yo, like, I, you know, not throwing any shade, but like, at a certain point, like, you were only really able to listen to Lecrae and Andy and, you know, these guys, because they just had such a stranglehold on what Christian hip hop was doing, and anybody else that was putting music out just kind of sounded like them. So I'm like, why am I going to go listen to them when I could just listen to Lecrae? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
And so, you know, there was a kind of a time where it just got really, really quiet as far as boom bap, you know, like, your Lamp Mode wasn't really putting out stuff. Your Elect wasn't, your Humble Beast wasn't. And so it's like, what's happening here? You know, like, and I think some people kind of saw a lane and just said like, yo, let's do our thing. And I think it's really starting to get some recognition, man. And it's really, really dope. And I'm just glad to have even a little part in that, you know, if that's what it is. And so, man, it's, you know, as Polished Arrow and myself, like, it's really dope, man.
Yeah, man, that's awesome, man. You know, and then, you know, kind of on the tail end here, man, you know, I just want to kind of just commend you, man, for joining us first and foremost, man. But, you know,
Shout out to all the listeners too, listening Elevate Life Radio right now.
Yeah,
Just James, we got Precise tapping in with us, man. Yep. P-Ray in the building, and the Honeycomb Chill Spot,
the
as we like to call
chill
it.
Spot, man. Man, we'll have to get you out here to Cali, man.
I got a homie out there out in Bakersfield.
Okay, Bakersfield's about 5 hours away from us. Not too bad.
Okay, yeah, he sent me a video
halfway.
And he's like, yo, he's like putting the youth group on your stuff, and they were bumping the album, and you know, he's talking to me about like, you know, maybe we can get you out here. And so I'm like, hey, like, if, you know, we can make that work, let's make it work. And so, you know, I'm out there, we got to connect for sure.
Man, you let us know, man, we'll be there, man. We'll make the effort, man.
Yeah, we'll definitely try to make it, man. But before we wrap this up, man, is there any upcoming projects or anything else you want to let the people know?
Yeah, man, I don't mean this in a cocky or braggadocious way, but if you thought 2023 was a lot, like, 2024 is about to be a whole lot more.
Let's go.
You know,
come on.
So just put out Good as God album, obviously, and so make sure you check that out. But
definitely
also got a few collaborations. So I got a project with one of my OG homies in CHH. His name's Illustrate from out here. So we got a collab album that's done, and it's gonna be out soon. My man Intellect is currently working on the Sojourners album. That's a group between me and my homie Niku Beats, and that's more like some chill boom bap type stuff. They're really, really dope. We put out a couple records last year, so check those out. Me and Rich are working up on the follow-up to the Basecamp EP, and it's, man, I'm telling you, some of the hardest, gritty songs that I've ever worked on in my life.
Hey,
like,
come
we're really coming. We're coming for everybody on that one.
Yeah, let's and, go.
I don't know if these ones will make it out this year, but you know, me and Just James got something going.
Hey. Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you didn't say that the whole time. You've been sitting next to me,
secret, man.
Come on.
You know, it's all good though, man. You know,
all right. Yeah, I see.
We'll
what
let
it
the
is.
Exclusive cat out the bag.
Yeah.
And me and Intellect are working on the Art of Grace too. So, yeah, man, I'm just like I said, I'm having fun.
Amen.
And the pen is moving, and so as long as it's going, like, I'm gonna try to put out as much as I can. So,
yeah. What was that line you said? It was you said something like the pen is sick or no, it's ill.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
That's on the new album, guys.
They say the pen is sick. I say it got symptoms.
Yeah, that's it right there. That's what's happening. Y'all just heard it. That's what's happening. 2024, the pen got symptoms, man. It's gonna come with it. So, yo, man, precise though, for real. We appreciate you being on with us here on the Elevate Life Radio. You know, your time is much appreciated. Thank you for all your hard work, brother. You know, thank you for being obedient to your calling and to, you know, whatever the spirit is leading you to, man. And we just appreciate your music, brother. And we wish you nothing but the best, more success, man. In Jesus' name. Why don't you tell everybody where they can find you and on your social media platforms, your music, all that?
Yeah, for sure. And man, I just want to commend y'all. Like, you know, I see the platform that y'all are building, and you know, and I just commend y'all for getting different types of music on here. Like, I don't just see, like, yo, we only push, you know, West Coast or East Coast. Like, we do it all, man. And that just speaks a lot to you guys, because the audience loves variety. So, you know, you're not just trying to pigeonhole it to one type. And so just what y'all are doing, like, I truly appreciate that, man, and having me on. But yeah, you can find me at Precise, P-R-O-C-Y-S-E. I'll be honest, I'm really only active on Instagram if you follow me on social media. So that's the best place to follow me. And then you can find all the music everywhere, Spotify, iTunes, Apple Music, all those streaming platforms. If you really want to support the artist, though, buy music directly, man.
Yes.
I'm tired of getting 0.003 cents per stream, man. Like,
they robbing us, man. They robbing us.
Yeah, come on, support the independent.
But again, you know, like I said, like, this is all for the glory of God. And so if I had to put my music out for free, like, I would do that. I don't get paid off of this. I have no intent of trying to get paid off this. Mm-hmm. You know, this is strictly me just using my calling. As long as God sees fit. Like, I just saw a video today of, like, Big Daddy Kane, and he's, like, still spitting. And so I'm like, well, you know,
come
that
on.
Man can do it. Borderline 60 years old. Like, hey, if I still got it, you know, I'm gonna keep doing it.
So. Yeah. Come on. Until that voice box gives out and whatnot. Nah, yeah,
that's
bro.
Right,
we're going to scream it to the lungs collapse, man. It's all about the gospel.
Yes,
so, yeah,
yes,
bro, for sure.
Right.
Well, thank you so much, bro, for joining us. We really respect your time, man. Thank everybody who was listening. I hope you guys go and check out Precise's new album.
Good is God.
Good is God, and yes, he is.
Yes.
Yes, he is.
Yes.
So, man, go check that out. It's on all platforms, as you heard. Go check him out on Instagram. Check us out on Instagram. We're on Twitter as well, Elevate Life Radio.
Yep.
These episodes and all previous episodes are on Spotify. You can catch them there. Elevate Life Radio, man. And we just appreciate everybody listening, man. We out. Let's go.
Giving a vision out with bifocals. Just led to getting attention off of my vocals. Reaching global, even when I fly local. Christ.